Texte numéro 76. New home heating rules threaten UK climate goals. The UK will find it harder to meet its climate targets after the Prime Minister's policy changes last month, the government's advisers have warned. PM Rishi Sunak said his review of green pledges was about the long-term interests of our country. But the Climate Change Committee, CCC, says the PM's loosening of key climate policies has countered recent progress in other areas. This assessment of the UK's progress towards its climate goals follows a series of policy changes announced by the Prime Minister at the end of September. These included pushing back the ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2030 to 2035. And changing the rules on the phase-out of gas and oil-fired boilers. The CCC said the biggest impact would come from a promise by Mr. Sunak that one in five homes would never be required to switch from a fossil fuel boiler. It means that many more UK homes could still be producing carbon dioxide emissions from their heating systems by 2050. The deadline for the legally binding commitment for the UK to reach net zero. Mr. Sunak said he is absolutely unequivocal about sticking to the 2050 net zero target, but the committee warned the new exemptions will make that considerably harder to achieve. It said the changes would also create uncertainty for consumers. The government did increase the grant on offer to homes for installing heat pumps from £5,000 to £7,500. It says this will encourage people to make the switch away from fossil fuel boilers, meaning more people could benefit. Mr. Sunak said his changes to climate policy were about taking a more pragmatic, proportionate and realistic approach. But today's assessment from the CCC found some of the Prime Minister's changes likely to increase both energy bills and motoring costs for households. It says that electric vehicles will be significantly cheaper to own and operate over their lifetimes, so delaying their rollout will ultimately increase costs for consumers. Meanwhile, Mr. Sunak's decision not to force landlords to improve the energy efficiency of accommodation would increase costs for people in rented homes. The committee praised progress in some areas. However, it criticised the government for not being open enough with information about the impact of the policy announcements. Recent policy announcements were not accompanied by estimates of their effect on future emissions, nor evidence to back the government's assurance that the UK's targets will still be met, said Professor Piers Forster, chair of the CCC. We remain concerned about the likelihood of achieving the UK's future targets, he added. Adapted from BBC News, October 2023.